the most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
What is up, App Nation? What's wrong with my voice? Welcome to our weekly YouTube live streams, just you and me today, where we really break down what's working in the app space to give you the insights, the detailed insights, backed by data to help you grow your downloads and your revenues. And today we're going to try a little something a little different. So if you got any questions for me today, AMA, ask me anything. Go ahead. Try me. You want to do personal stuff? Go ahead. So I elicited some questions from our email audience. So if you're not subscribed to our newsletter, go subscribe so that you don't miss any live streams and you get the most. We have a roundup of all the best news articles that we found and a lot of tips. So we do that as well and giving you insights on what's working in the app space. So I'm going to prioritize those questions and then get to any of your questions in the comments below. And if you missed this, and I know a lot of you guys watched the replay, we'll leave a comment into the normal YouTube video comment section with your questions, and I will answer that in a future AMA. If this works well, I'll keep doing them. Yeah? All right. Luis, how's it going, bro? Good to see you. Venezuela, right? Diraj, what's happening, team? Diraj is on our team. He's here. Dung, good to see you. Luis is going to battle. What's up, Daniel? Good to see you. Hakuna Matata. Greetings from Germany here. You're preventing an early weekend for me. Once again, but it's Hakuna Matata. No worries, right? Let's get it. Rob, what's happening? And then we got Mohammed Selkraut from the Netherlands. Good job. Ronnie, good to see you, bro. Hey, fam. What's up, Miguel? Face on. Oh, I love this. Hamza, fishy. I love this. Okay, good. We got some questions. Juliet, thank you for your questions. I think that's you. So I will let you know. AdMob Influencer. Indonesia, what's up, Adam? That's cool, bro. My brother's going to Bali over the weekend. Kevin, good to see you. Patrick, good to see you live. Adrian, all right. I love all these guys. Doha, watching from Doha. Where's Doha? I don't have to Google that. All right. Luis is going to battle me on dad joke ground. But if you guys got some dad jokes, make sure you have them ready. Rock and roll. All right, let's get into the first question that we have today. Just going to check some settings here. All right. Very professional. Let's check your settings live. Let's do that. Okay, let's get into the first question. Add this to the stage. All right, let me see. What do you guys like? This layout better? Sure, let's try it. Ryan asks, would love to hear. Whoops, is this the first question? Hold on. Let's go with it anyways. Ryan asked, would love to hear how you would promote a new alarm clock app. It's a very crowded space. What keywords would you target? Assuming that I have a differentiating feature, how should I approach ASO starting from zero? Love it. Thank you, Ryan, for the shout out. So let me break this down for you guys. And I'm going to be looking everywhere. Okay, that is the first question. Things must have moved. That was a surprise a little bit. Okay. Anyways, let me break it down. So Ryan, here's what I would do. Now, I'm glad you didn't tell me the differentiating feature because I'd rather not know, to be honest. What I will do is here, kind of show you what I would do. So I'm going to pull up my trusty tool, AppFollow, and then I'm just going to put alarm clock. Now, if your differentiating feature has search volume, go after that first and foremost. All right, Ryan, I'm going to assume you're an indie developer and you're not going to spend a lot on marketing. So what I would do is try to find, I'm going to put alarm clock because you didn't tell me the differentiating feature, but I'm going to try to find an app that I feel like doesn't belong. So maybe your differentiating feature is something about like sunrise settings or something like that, right? So I'm going to try to find one. Sleep tracker, where's a good, here, voice alarm clock. Cool, which might be your differentiating feature. Hey, get woken up by motivational quotes. I don't know, just throwing stuff out there. So I click on the eye icon of that app, and then I do some keyword research. So now you start to see here certain keywords, loud alarm clock. Now, I have no idea if this is another brand, so keep that in mind, but you see loud alarm clock. That's an interesting nightstand clock, alarm clock for iPad. smart alarm, math alarm clock for heavy sleepers. You get a sense of where I'm going with this? Now you can find more creative long tail keywords, and you're just trying to find keywords around 29 to 30, right? Try to find it as close to 30 as possible. Alarm, morning alarm for Spotify. You know what I mean? Here we go. I mean, these are some pretty interesting keywords for me. Spotify alarm clock. So these are very interesting. And what I love is keywords like this. Spotify alarm clock for Spotify, morning alarm for Spotify, alarm clock, clock the loudest, night clock, music alarm. So I love the music alarm space now. It's like, okay, cool. Now let's look up Spotify alarm clock. And this is what I do when I'm like, this is interesting keyword. And now I can see, and here's what I'm looking for. Alarm clock for Spotify, 296. It's not as many reviews as this one, 186,000. So I'm like, this might be an interesting keyword for me to go after, right? As you can see. So now I'm like, not that many apps. And this one has in subtitle only 29 reviews, only 7. Now this might be an interesting keyword for me to go after. So that's how you do it. All right, Ryan, let me know how that goes. And if you like that answer, put an emoji in the comments. Let's have some fun today. All right, let's have some fun. It's just you and me. So let's do it. All right, let me try to move my desktop around. Can I have another desktop, please? Thank you, Apple. There you go. Boop. All right, let's go back to this. Hey guys, I'm going to try to get to, I know that a lot of questions are coming in the comments. I'm going to try to get to these email ones first. So go sign up for the email. That's my way of bribing you to go sign up for that email newsletter. All right. Andre asks, Steve, I've got a little question from you. In your experience, would a long tail phrase in the metadata alternative language, let's say Vietnam, help Ranger just single words combined by comma in the main versus the main localization? Here's the example, all right? So Andrea says, hey, I know that free poker game for iPhone is a very popular search phrase thanks to Apple search ads. Thank you, Andrea. I didn't know if you meant for me to know this keyword, but I would normally put this, and I didn't know if you were going to go, if you knew that I was going live with this. But anyways, hopefully this isn't the main keyword. So here's what I would do. Andrea is asking, like, how should I go after that keyword? Should I separate them in the US title for poker, game, and card and put commas in between? Or should I just put free poker game for iPhone as a whole long tail keyword with no commas in the keyword list for Vietnam? Would that help it rank better? So what's the best way of doing it? Now, Andrea, what I have noticed, because you said in here that I also know that single words like free and iPhone would be disregarded when comma separated as single words in the keyword field for the US App Store. I would like to know how you know that, because what from our experience, and Diraj, back me up here, because I know you're in there, but from our experience, when we use the words free and iPhone, we actually rank better for these terms when we use them in the US keyword field. So personally, what I would be doing is both. And we have seen that repeating it does work. So let's say this is the game. This is the keyword. So I would put poker game in the title in the US and then free and iPhone in the US keyword field, right? And I would lead off with that. Then in the Spanish Mexico, try to get away with trying to put in free or iPhone in the Spanish Mexico subtitle or title. They might care less about it. Or try it in the Vietnamese. Try to sneak them into the title in those localizations as much as possible. And then put free or poker game for iPhone in maybe the subtitle if you can't get away with free. So I try to put both of it. I have seen, and this is a few years ago, but I have seen that repeating keywords that were in the Spanish Mexico subtitle, or I'm sorry, repeating keywords that were in the US subtitle and then repeating them in the Spanish Mexico title actually did increase our rankings for a keyword. So I think I would try to stuff it as much as possible. And the approach that we're using these days is fixating on because the US App Store localizes 9 different localizations, we're sort of targeting 9 different keywords and making sure that they're in the title of every different localization, right? That's how we've been approaching it. Wow, we have lots of people on this live stream. Thank you, guys. All right. I need There's a lot of questions. So I'm so grateful for you guys to asking all these questions. Okay. All right, let's see. We got a next question from Ben. Ben, hi, Ben. Hi, Steve. I have a specific Apple ASO question regarding localizations and keyword rankings. That's a lot of ASO questions. Let's say, for example, my target keywords are remove watermark and watermark remover. I hear lots of ASO experts mention the benefits of extra keywords from US index localizations, but I'm not sure if there are benefits of alternating keywords between title and subtitle to make different phrases. Let's say in the US localization, I have remove watermark in my title and remover in my subtitle. And in Spanish Mexico, I have watermark remover in my title and remove in my subtitle. Would this combination be beneficial for ranking for both phrases? Or will the fact that a part of each keyword is in subtitle make both phrases rank lower? No, I think it actually will help. So Ben, I would try this. And this is what I normally do, right? And we've seen pretty decent results with this. Now, it depends on the competitiveness of a keyword, always. Relevancy and competitiveness are the main factors, right? And I've been talking to my team. So as long as it's relevant, which I'm going to assume it's very relevant, that's the most important factor. And then doing this is how I normally do it. Now, is this the right way? I think it's the right way. And we've seen pretty good results with this, but that's how I would do it too. And look, I disagree with certain ASO experts out there because I haven't seen the data that suggests it, right? For me, I always want the data. Sometimes I won't even share things with you guys unless I have the data because we're trying a lot of stuff internally and I won't share it because I just don't feel confident in it. And I don't want you to follow an expert and then not have it work. So I would say yes, because that's how we do it right now and then test it. But that's literally how we do it. And then sometimes what I've noticed too, Ben, is what we're going to test. I'm actually going to test this right now, but essentially breaking up the title and subtitle. Let's say it's a phrase like watermark remover, right? Breaking them up might help. So I'm going to try to do that because we have seen certain apps rank better, rank really well ahead of us. I'm like, why is he beating us by breaking it up? So I don't know if this is going to work. I'm just testing it out. I'm letting you know. And I wish more experts talk like that. Like, hey, I'm not sure if this is going to work, but test it out. Go on, Ben. Keep doing what you're doing. This is perfect. Juliet, we got your question next. Hi, Steve. Hope you're well. Thanks for the opportunity to ask you questions. I have a couple. As someone starting out with app development and with the limited budget, which ASO keyword research tool would you recommend? I think you said in one of your videos that we are planning a video comparison. Yes, we are doing that, Juliet, and we are almost done. This data is a little iffy, but I will tell you which keyword tool. I'm a bit confused with localizations from what I gather. Say you were in the US and you were using Spanish Mexico localizations, your title and subtitle keywords, would they all be in English? Yes. Okay. So the last question is, if you have an app in Spanish that would market to Spanish speakers in the US, would your title then be in Spanish? Not sure I'm making sense here. Yes. Okay. So I'll answer the second question first because then I don't have to give you visuals, Juliet. If you are in the US and you're trying to utilize the Spanish Mexico localization to help your US App Store rankings, your app does not have to be in Spanish. Everything can still be in English, but the title and subtitle will be in English as well. And you want to have different titles and subtitles from your US title and subtitle. You want to maximize that title space, right? And typically we'll even lose the brand name in these localizations that we don't care as much about. Now, if you have an app in Spanish that you want to market to Spanish users in the US, this I would let data decide. Would your title still be in Spanish? Now, should it be in English or Spanish? That's where I let data kind of decide what to do, right? Because if it's in Spanish and you want to market to the Spanish speakers in the US, then you might want to just keep it in Spanish, given that there is search volume for that term. Now, there's probably going to be more search volume for those specific Spanish terms in Mexico or Spain or Spanish-speaking countries. But if there is search volume in the U.S., which in the U.S., there's a lot of languages. I mean, Russian, Arabic, Spanish, Chinese, Japanese that I've seen work well from an ASA perspective. Sometimes we'll bid on these like non-English keywords in the US and see really good results. I did that with Arabic keyword, which I forget what the keyword was actually, but we did a discovery campaign and it actually did work from an ASA perspective too. So to answer your question, I'd probably keep it in Spanish if I was targeting Spanish users, and then I'd keep it in English if I would keep in for Spanish Mexico if I was targeting English speakers. Okay, now the ASO keyword research tool. Juliet, I did it, I covered it before, but it is AppFollow. This is it. Just like I did with the alarm clock thingy, that's how I do it. Find, search for the keyword, look for one that has a little bit of reviews. Like, what? This only has 296. How is it beating all these ones? And then click on the eye icon right here. Then boom, you have the keyword research. Now you can pay AppFollow. Thank you, AppFollow. I recommend you guys all the time. And to get the keyword data. So right now they give you all the search scores, which is all you technically need for now. And then if you want to get the difficulty score, you'll need to pay for AppFollow for those difficulty scores. And then the new video on the ASO tool comparisons is going to break down which ASO tool has the best difficulty score, because most ASO tools have the right popularity scores, but there's some really big differentiating features from a difficulty perspective. And as someone with a limited budget, difficulty score is ultimately the most, one of the more important scores, because, you know, traffic is always going to be right. Jeremiah was a bulldog. All right. Jeremiah asks, I've struggled to understand where is the best place to begin as far as advertising on the Apple App Store. What would you recommend for a beginner to do? And can it be a simple process? Jeremiah, I got one for you, bro. All right. And I'm going to give you the data to back it up. So let me do this. Oh, shoot. Okay. So simply put, I can do two things at once. Apple Search Ads Basic, right? And I would just test it out because it's not going to take you that much time to see if it would work for you. And I will give you the numbers for our app right now. Here we go. Now, Apple Search Ads Basic is super easy to turn on and get it going. What I would recommend Apple Search Ads Basic for is, one, you don't have a brand name, right? Because it will bid on your brand. And you cannot, with Apple Search Ads Basic, you can't control what keywords Apple is going to ultimately go after, right? All you can control is the budget, the country, and your target cost per install. That's all. That's super simple. Those three parameters. Country, your monthly budget, and your ideal cost per acquisition. So Jeremiah, assuming, I think this is the same Jeremiah, assuming you're like, you're kettlebells, right? Like you don't want to target anything else and your brand isn't that strong yet, meaning your brand search volume is 5, put that basic on. And that's what we did right here. So the first month for our app, we made $1,000, $933 with just ASO. Because, you know, I know a little bit about ASO. And then I started turning on the ad spend because I was like, cool, I made some money. Let's put that money back into some ad spend, see if we can scale this. I did make my app advice lifetime free to get the downloads so that I can get more ratings too. Got those ratings, then I turned on the ad spend. I was willing to spend up to $3,000, but we spent $1,000. I was like, kept spending it. I was like, wait a minute, in January, I can only afford to pay. This is all on advance, by the way. These are all advanced campaigns, December, January, and February. I can only afford to pay $1 per install. I'm looking at my numbers, right? I'm doing easy math, just keeping it simple. So I brought it down and then we made a little bit more. And I was like, man, this sucks. So I said, all right, let me just turn on basic because I know it worked for a client in a few years ago. He's spending $6,000-$7,000 a month on basic and doing really well. So I was like, forget it. Let me turn on basic. So I told basic, hey, I'm willing to spend about $1 per install. I think it was $112 to be exact. Go ahead and turn on. I didn't do anything. I just didn't have time to pay attention to the ASO or anything about this app. And now in March, we had our biggest sales month. Now in April, it's trending to be about the same, flat. I increased the budget. It can't spend a bit. It can't spend anymore. So it's going to ultimately cap, but it did work out for me, Jeremiah. So try it out. It's simple. You can do this right now. 5 minutes, done. And it worked out pretty well for me. the next question. I have all these desktops. Wait a minute. There we go. All right, Roger. Roger, where's all the comp? Okay, thank you, Roger. Finally a compliment. Hi, Steve. Thanks for hosting this AMA. I'm a big fan, a longtime subscriber. Well, thank you, Roger. That's what I was hoping for. Did you hear that, honey? Yeah. For the past year, I've been trying to break into the highly competitive trivia puzzles category with a challenging trivia keyword. I did ASO according to the rules. All locals are correctly filled. Screenshots are spot on, and my rating is 4.8 with a decent number of reviews. However, my app is still barely in the top 200. What do you suggest doing next? So, Roger, I would say turn on some ads, right? I did too. If you're starting to make revenues, turn on some ads. Trivia is such a hard freaking keyword. You're never going to compete, right? There's so many big players out there with humongous budgets that I try to figure out long tail of the trivia that you can go after. And here's what I try to do is build a blue ocean. Let everybody fight for the same keywords. You go build your blue ocean. That's what I did with my app. I was like, look, you guys can fight for these keywords. I don't care. I don't want them. I'm going to live over here. And hopefully I can build enough revenues that nobody pays attention to me so that when you do start figuring out, oh, this is the keyword Steve's going after, it's too late for you. That's what I would do too. Like, go where you think the trend is going towards and then be there. Kind of like the Wayne Gretzky quote, right? Skate where the puck is going. So that's where you want to be in my eye, just going after that keyword. It's a losing cause. I see a lot of people. It's just, think about it. You're competing with big budgets and you have a small budget. How are you going to win for that term? You're not, no matter what you do. We even have big clients going after these competitive terms and they're losing. So like, what makes you think you're going to win is my way of saying it. So again, that's what I like to do. Find the niche, build off that niche. Once you have those revenues, you can always go after that highly competitive keyword once you build the revenues. Go after, target 20, 30 search volume keywords, get them to be ranking really well. Start building indexing so that Apple starts getting smarter with the algorithm and seeing the revenues come in. And slowly as you build, as time goes on and you keep building and building and building, you'll slowly get there, right? That's all I say. It's a long game. Hope that answers your question. William, I think this is Bill, one of my friends and clients. My question is, do we have any metrics for conversions from a web app mini game to a paid app on the app stores? No, Bill, I don't have any data. I do have data for a free app from taking it web to, and it's, the conversions are really bad, right? So let's say you have an ad, you take them to a website, and then that website takes them to the app. That is, from our limited numbers, this is very limited, it is about roughly 20 to 30% from click all the way to install. So it's a very low percentage. It's just a huge drop off on that web page. So be careful with it. I think if the web page sells enough, then great. One of the things that you might want to try is trying to find out comparison keywords. So if I have a web app and I'm trying to take them to the app store, think about, like, you know, App Masters versus feature or split metrics, whatever, right? These versus keywords tend to do pretty well. Calm versus Headspace versus your app, right? And so when you bid on these type of keywords, then you get people searching for the right keywords that you want to target. You take them to a landing page that talks about this, Calm versus Headspace versus your app. And then obviously your app is very much highlighted, then it does pretty well from that end. All right. Okay. How are we doing? How's everything going? Yeah. Sorry. I'm not monitoring everything. All right. I think that's it. Let's see if there's any new questions that my team put in. Nope. All right. Let's get into some of your comments. Oh, let me take a break. I need to drink some water. Okay. Talk amongst yourself. All right. Let me put some music on. All right. Kevin's going to be on the news channel. Kevin, send me that link once you got it. Always good hearing from you, bro. All right. Akuna Matata says, does it have any effect on my rankings if I start including keywords in the app itself more often? Great idea. Try it out, bro. That's a great idea. I don't think so, but try it out. You know, one of the hacks that I did do on Google Play, because I do know that it works on SEO, is naming your images by the keywords that you want to call it. Now, I think Google renames them anyways, and Apple renames them. But on blog posts, that's what we used to do. We would name our images, our image files, with the keywords that we wanted to go after. So if it was like alarm clock, we put alarm-clock.png, put it on the webpage and try to rank for it. And I do know that works. So maybe it'll work here too. I think it's better to just try to get more keywords from that. All right, Vidic. Hey, it's Vera from Vidic Labs. Great to see you again. Great to see you as well. Ajax says, can you explain how you would use in-app events to boost main keywords and conversion rates? Yeah, absolutely, man. So we have this data point, Ajax, that I will pull up for you. Yo, can I take a second to just say thank you to you guys? This is very humbling, and I'm very grateful for the audience we have. The fact that I'm doing this solo and there's like 63 people here, which is one of our top live numbers, is astonishing. It makes me feel like maybe we shouldn't have any guests. No, I'm kidding. You guys probably just don't want to talk to me every week. All right, so thank you guys. Honestly, it means a lot to me. Truly humbled. All right, let me break down the in-app events. I got lots of slides for you, so test me, bro. All right, Ajax, here we go. In-app events. So here's what you want to do. This is a client that we work with. We're targeting that keyword, time blocking, right? You see it? And then we got it up. So when we publish it, here's what we saw. Now I try to X out the client. We saw a 35% increase in conversion rates. Now this was back in last year when Apple only targeted lapsed users to bring them back into the app. Now you can see that the conversion rate up, even though everything else went down, right? And it could be just seasonal, but let's just say 8%, it's pretty much flat for total downloads. And this is a whole month of when this in-app event was live. So that's why in-app events work. And we actually, I only share this in the academy, but what we do is do an in-app event in the settings for the in-app event, make sure it's only to lapsed users, and then do some other things at the same time. And we've seen that work really well. We got a client getting from 2 to 1 when we had the in-app event for that specific keyword. And then it went back down to 2 after that in-app event ended. And it was a pretty decent keyword with some major traffic. So that's how you utilize in-app events. Let me know. All right. Faison says, how would you improve? Please tell us how to improve show rate in AdMob. Faison, Google AdMob on our channel. We talked a lot about it from the App Rota guides. And then we are going to try to do more content with AdMob. One of my team members that I talked to this morning, shout out to Bavia, she's going to try to incorporate AdMob into our apps. And we're going to try to do more AdMob copy or content around and try to test it out with our apps. All right. Daniel, what's up, my friend? Oh, let me see. Sean says, AdMob and influencer marketing. Will I get invalid traffic violation if I promote my app via influencer? Man, Sean, I don't know. AdMob's tricky, dude. Google will just like ban you for no freaking reason. So be careful. Make sure you're not like, it's the click-through rate that's going to really play into this. So if there's a high click-through rate that's unusual, they will crush you. So make sure, I don't think it will impact it because the influencer should just bring in downloads, not necessarily clicks, but just make sure your click-through rate doesn't go haywire. All right, Daniel says, my app is in a super competitive market, storage space cleaning. Worried it would not break into the space and get enough market share to generate enough income. So Daniel, I don't know what enough income means. That's what I would say. I'm happy with the 32 grand that this app is making. I'm hoping to create more apps, making 32 to 5, you know, like maybe 5 to 10 grand. It's close, but I don't think it's that competitive actually. So there, again, this is why we have clients in this space and we're able to find some keywords that we felt like, this is interesting. And so this isn't as competitive as you might think. Let the big guys go after the big keywords. That's all they're going to care about. They're all fighting for that top spot. Live in the niche. Nobody's going to pay attention to your keywords. So find those keywords. It's not hard to find. You're in the academy. I'll show you how to do it. I'll even share some keywords, man, but it's not that hard to break into. I know some of the keywords in that space. All right. Waseem says, hi, Steve. Thanks for being an inspiration for people like me. Thank you, my friend. Please suggest me a good keyword research tool as a beginner. And as a beginner, should I focus more on ads to monetize my apps or any other solution? So Waseem, thank you. Shout out to you. I get this keyword. I should probably create a key. ASO. Okay. The best tool for keyword research is AppFollow. AppFollow and Google Keyword Planner. All right. Those two will get you very far in life. So that's it. That's the simple answer. Google Keyword Planner and AppFollow. I just showed you. Hit rewind on how to find these keywords. Now, to monetize, Waseem, depending on your type of app, monetize through subscriptions. That is the best way to go. Ads, you need a crap load of users to get any type of revenues. So if you got a big budget and you can get in a crap load of users, great. Good on you, mate. Go do that. But if you don't, then monetize through subscriptions. They're really helpful and helps you find product market fit really fast, right? Just like my app. I made $900 in that first month. That's product market fit in my eye. You can see we did 1,400 downloads, $900. Cool. Great. Something to get me going. Something to get it going. That's in the first month. So that's all I'm looking for. For me, the way I approach business in general is I look for signals. And this is the first signal, sales, not downloads, sales. So for you, Waseem, you just, if you're going to rely on ads, you need a whole lot of users and you need to retain a whole lot of users. And that's super hard, right? Because they're free users. And you know, all free users, the retention is going to be very, very poor. So people who pay, pay attention. So get them to subscribe. Okay. Let's see. Question. Vedic, what's your question? All right. Question. Our app is in health, lifestyle, beauty, and wellness category. Okay. Okay. I see it down there. All right. Says, Don, when are you joining in Phuket? Honey, I'm going to Phuket in 2 weeks. All right, Don. Vedic Lab says, our app is in the health, beauty, and wellness. My question is, we'll start advertising next week. Hence, I would like to know, does app advertising work the same when it comes to Meta than product ads? Product ads will be like e-commerce, I'm assuming. But no, absolutely not. It is dramatically different. Even if it's a digital course, dramatically different. So Vedic, we've done a lot of live streams and content around Meta ads. You need from multiple sources, I've heard the same answer. And that's maybe they're talking to each other. We're all friends in the space, but you need about 500 to 600 downloads a day to get the algorithms to kick in. We've experienced it ourselves, right? So if you want to start with the small budget, it's different because one, you need the Facebook SDK. Two, the data, just you're going to have problem just matching all that data. Three, it's going to be heavily reliant on creatives rather than targeting, right? And so let's stick to the two part where the data is mismatch. An MMP, mobile measurement partner, is needed. If you've just got a small budget, let's say you want to start off with $50 to $100 a day, make sure you have the Facebook SDK. Make sure you're using a custom product page, because it'll help as a backup source for that Facebook SDK. Because from our experience, what we've seen is typically with Meta downloads, the MMP has a delay, Meta has a delay, but Apple does not have that delay. So you'll see higher download numbers when you look at App Store Connect coming from App Refer, which is a Meta ad typically, and Meta will be underreporting that downloads number. And so it's a pain in the butt. And typically you need, if I remember right, 88 downloads a day for about 5 days for the algorithms to kick in. So that's why you need a huge daily budget where the algorithms start figuring out who's the right match, which audience is the right match for your app. Hope that answers your question. Marcel, what's happening, brother? Hi, Steve. What's a good ad budget for cracking the top 10 in the App Store? Bro, it's a lot. I think it's about, I think you need for the overall top charts, I don't know what the exact numbers are, but it's going to be a lot. I would probably, this is a complete guess, so don't even listen to me, but probably $10,000, $20,000 a day to crack it in there. You need a few hundreds of downloads, I think. We have clients in the top charts. Forget how many downloads they were doing. So I can ask them, Marcel, I can ask how many downloads you need to get into the top charts. And then obviously you can back out the math there. Because we need, let's say, 10,000 downloads at an average $2 per install, especially in the US. That's, you know, look, you're looking at $20,000 a day to crack it. So I think it's the wrong question to ask, unless you have a lot of budget, then, bro. Ronnie asked, any difference between ratings versus reviews for ASO? I have a decent amount of ratings. And I'm wondering if I should get written reviews more often. Yeah, Ronnie, if you can, do it. Written reviews 2015, I give this away, this strategy for free now. It was paid back then. But we noticed that written reviews with the keywords that you were targeting actually almost immediately impacted your ASO. Like, boom, boom, boom. It was quick. Apple got smart and caught on to this trick. And so it doesn't work as effectively today as it used to do because I tried it. And so it's not as quick. Back in 2015, dude, one review, boop, straight into increase in keyword rankings. But written reviews, I think Apple weights them a little bit more because then they have keywords to index from. All right, other question. We also have a virtual doctor booking available on our app. We're planning to do Meta and ASA. What are your tips on what performs better and what to consider? So from our experience, ASA has the highest ROI. Let me rephrase. ASA has the highest conversion rates. All right. Now, ROI, because search intent is the best intent, okay? So obviously Google built a $1 billion business off of Google AdWords because they let you put ads into your search queries. So we know that search intent is the best intent. It leads to the highest conversion, highest retention within for ASA. Unfortunately, with certain categories, ASA is so competitive because we're all fighting for that one spot with limited number of keywords. So your cost per install might be more expensive than Meta. And we've definitely seen that in the AI space, that ASA is a little bit harder to make it work than Meta would be, because we can get better installs at a better rate, leads to just as well good of a conversion rate. Kind of like basic, right? Like, yes, your installs are, your cost per install is lower. And yes, they don't convert as well, but your cost per install is so much lower that it ends up being a better math formula. Versus ASA, where your cost per install is going to be super high, while the conversion rates are super high too, but the cost per install is so high that it doesn't make sense from a math formula perspective. So hope that makes sense. I would start with both and just test, but probably Meta is going to help you scale as well, because ASA, I feel like eventually will hit a ceiling unless you start expanding outside to different countries. So if you're just limited in one country and you're just targeting the US, then it's going to hit a ceiling eventually, in my opinion. All right, Sir Klopp, holy cow, we only have 20 minutes left and I feel like there's a lot of questions left. So budget, we'll go long, right? Does sending backlinks to your Play Store help in 2024? Sir Klopp, I think so, but it probably won't move the needle. I think it helps when you're like in the top 10 and you're trying to crack it. Or let's say you're in 50 and you're trying to get into the top 10. It's just, it's not gonna help if like, let me rephrase. I don't think it's going to help if you're in the 100s, you barely got any downloads, you barely have any ratings, and you're trying to build backlinks. I don't think that's going to help at all. I think there's other strategies. I think once you're in the top 10, and then I would try it. But I wouldn't try it if you're outside in the 100s or in the 50s and you're trying to get in the top 10 if you don't have any downloads or ratings. So it's almost like a moment in time question. Okay. I like this question. Is free even allowed in the title and subtitle? It is, but you got to be creative with it. That's all I'll say. All right. I don't want to put things on blast. All right. Adrian, any quick tips for finding new keywords if we're not high on high tier ASO software plans? Adrian, AppFollow. It's free, bro. Come on, man. It's free. AppFollow. Definitely check it out. All right. Rob says ASO from Five Live. ASO and ASA is not working for me because my app is very regional. I could have told you that, bro. All right. How would you spend $1,000 a month ad budget and be profitable? My yearly sub is 26. Okay. Here it is, Rob. All right. Five Live. Happy hour finder. So ASO would be beneficial to you. You just have to be smart with it. Meaning LA, New York, right? Probably New York. Find high density cities and target them. Let me show you, Rob. So let's say we're targeting New York. And I'm a sports fan. I'm going to pick Giants. Oh, actually, let's pick the Knicks. Because the Knicks are in the playoffs. Shout out to you, Fritz. I don't know if you're even listening. All right. So here's what we see. New York Knicks. One app. Everything else? Nothing. Target the sports teams in whatever region that you're targeting. All right. They have search volume and very, very, very low competition. Let me look up Knicks for you. 29. Oh, come on, Knicks. Dang. I thought it'd be more. 29. 18. Oh, man. I thought it would be really more. 12. Well, the Knicks are in the playoffs right now, so that keyword would probably trend a bit more. But now you have the Giants, you have the Jets, you have the Yankees, right? So you have all these keywords that have decent volume and low competition. Just focus on that, 25, the Yankees, right? The Yes app. So now you're targeting the demo. Now, ASA won't work. It won't work for any. We've tried it enough times. It doesn't work for regional apps. If you're trying to spend a certain amount of money in just a certain region, it won't work. So I would probably turn on basic if you want to really try ASA, right? Just turn it on, see what happens to basic. Now, the other $1,000 marketing spend, really be focused on meta because you can really target. So find the top bars, go to Yelp, find the top bar. Now, this is just a brainstorming idea. I have no data if this is going to work, but this is how I would approach it. Find the top bars in New York, for example, because the Knicks are going crazy. People love the Knicks in New York. So find the top bars in Yelp. Like, what are the bars that are most attended, highly rated? Find the address. And then within Meta, you go, boom, 25 mile radius, maybe 25, around this location. Because it's high density, you know you're going to target a lot of users. And so, hey, find the best happy hour deals in your local bars, and you just name them off. Right. And you can look at your data, Rob, and be like, which bars are going or where do I have the most content? Blah, blah, blah. And you can start rattling off. So you're very, 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 very targeted. This same strategy we used to get an Apple feature. We targeted people who worked at Apple within Meta with a 50 mile radius in the Bay Area, in San Jose, to be exact. That's where Apple is, like Palo Alto area. And then we said, hey, Apple, you should feature this app because da, 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 da. And that was the ad. So it does work. You just have to be highly, highly targeted, and Meta allows you to do that. Okay. Hope that answers your question. Let me know how that goes, Rob. All right. Don't leave me hanging, bro. Ming. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Ming. Kurdistan. Rawad. Good to see you. Hey, from Kurdistan. Juliet says, thanks, Steve. Much appreciated. Hope that answers. Dustin, what's happening, bro? Are there good, any app template stores you recommend? Woo, Dustin. Yeah, bro. So like Code Canyon, I like. Let me put that up. Code Canyon. Right here. And then Dustin Flippa. Fuck it. Just to share everything, okay? Flippa, here's an idea we had. I have no idea if it's going to work. Going on Flippa, finding apps that people are trying to sell. Try to find an app that has been around for a long time and that is similar to what I want to build, and then buy it. Not for its in-app purchase or even the code, but more for the ID. I have a sneaking suspicion that the longer the app has been around, the better it will rank from an ASO perspective. And so that's my test. That's what I would do too. But Dustin, buy the code, start from scratch, or buy an app that is similar to what you want to build on Flippa. It's going to be harder to find, obviously. And maybe I don't care if it makes money. I prefer it not to make money. That way I can get it for cheaper and then build on top of that. So we're going to try it out, and I have no data to see if it's going to work. All right. Stop giving away all my strategies here. Really? Somebody stop me. All right. Costiantin. Okay. Hi, Steve. How do you see the mobile app industry in 5 years? I think it's going to continue to grow. I think there's going to be a lot of AI apps, and I think it's going to be all AI related stuff. So I think it's the trend right now that blank AI is going to be the thing that you want to be known for. So whether it's meditation AI, sleep AI, I'm just picking these categories because they're the biggest, not that I believe in them, but that's what I'm saying, right? So I see it being still big. I don't think we're going to go. The only thing that you have, and I like, if you told me 5 years ago where reskinning was the thing, and now like I feel like niche apps are the thing. So there's always going to be these big players that have been dominant, like Calm, Headspace, Headway, all these companies that have a dominant presence in the app store. But I think there's going to be niche apps, and people are the longer tail, especially in the US, longer tail keywords are probably going to have come up. So I still think it's going to be a very valuable source, app space. And I'll be 5 years older, so I'll probably have more gray hairs by then too. All right, Ariella, hey, good to see you. Hope you're well here in the Bay Area. Cool, Ariella, good to see you. We're in the Bay Area launching a recipe and grocery app, grocery delivery app. Good luck. Hopefully in the Bay Area too, right? So good luck with that. Fishy says, what countries did you keep basic on for your app, Steve? US, that's it. I tried turning on Canada and UK this month, and I think it kind of killed the numbers. And then my cost per acquisition goal that Apple Basic was telling me was a dollar in the US came up to $4 this month. And I was like, yo, I'm not paying $4 per install for this app. So I started with the US. All right, Ariella. All right, I think I got that right. Why don't I just call you AMAC? How long typically does it take for an app to be approved on the App Store? Also, what are your thoughts on weekly subscription models versus monthly? Oh, great question. How long does it take? It really depends on the App Store. If you're a brand new app, it takes a bit longer. Apple takes a bit more time reviewing some of the newer apps. So probably a few days all the way to a week. Now, weekly subscription models, I do actually like. So what we found is yearly, this is according to Adapti, yearly has the highest LTV, followed by weekly, followed by monthly. Monthly has the lowest LTV, depending on your category. Now for your app, think about promoting yearly as much as possible, because obviously it's more upfront money that you get that you can reinvest in your growth. And then secondly, weekly without a trial. So typically what I've done is 7-day trial on the yearly, a 3-day, now you have a grocery delivery. So hopefully the delivery part is not a subscription, but maybe just the recipes part. But anyways, the weekly does not have a trial. So for some category of apps, like especially in the AI space or a photo video space, weekly actually has a higher LTV. So I do a 3-day trial on the weekly, no trial on the yearly. See how I'm mixing those up depending on which subscription plan has a higher LTV. I give it the higher LTV, gets the trial. The lower one does not get the trial. Now for other related apps, here's my opinion. I want more data to prove this out, but this is my hypothesis. So an app like Strava, for example, they only have it on the yearly. Obviously, the people who love Strava are going to pay more. So they're going to sign up for the yearly. Now I use Strava because I was in London. I want to go for a run, but I wanted that run to be able to see all the sites. I had to pay for that route. So I did. I signed up for the weekly. I canceled it immediately. I got to go on my run. I love Strava. Thank you. So it's more of like it's a great app. I just need it for a one-time purpose. I'm willing to pay for it, but I just need it for a one-time purpose. So that's how I think of weekly for these like fitness apps. Like, oh, I'm just trying to get ready for a marathon. So I'm going to sign up for a week and I'm going to cancel, right? Because we're always commitment phobia in my opinion. So weekly, great. Have it always there. I honestly like to do 3 plans too, because 3 plans do convert the best. And I have 2 different sources, Superwall and Adapti, that said it. So the monthly then becomes the decoy plan. So weekly is the cheap plan that I want people to use. The monthly, I'm going to keep it super expensive to make the yearly look the most impressive. All right. So I hope that helps. All right. Nazar says, at what stage of revenue over downloads per month do you think it would make sense to reach out to you for more professional services, assuming some basic ASO and marketing already done? Nazir, that really depends. It's hard for me to answer that because we'll work with clients that are just starting out. You know, our best case study so far of this year, we went an app that was making about $200-$300 a month, all the way to $5,000-$7,000 a month. So it had basic ASO, it had all this stuff going. And then we'll work with a brand new app. And we worked with a brand new app right now, and we'll get it up and we'll start making revenues right off the bat for that app. So really, bro, it's when you feel like you need help. I guess the way I would answer this is when you feel like you can invest in growth, right? The last thing I want is for you to put your savings into me, because that's too much pressure, bro. I don't want that. But when you feel like you're at a stage where you're like, hey, I want some professional help, I'm willing to invest in this, and this is my learnings. Because a part of what we like to do when we work with our clients too is teach you at the same time, right? Want to bring you value. Because, you know, for me, everything is long-term relationships, long-term everything. If I teach you how to do stuff, you're more likely to recommend us. Even if we don't work together for a very long time, you're more likely to recommend us too. So at the same time, it doesn't, you know, I think really when you're ready is when you're ready. So if you can invest a little bit in growth, we can take on an app at any stage. AJ, how big is your, let's do some collabs, dude. Steve, you're doing great, man. Love your work. What are some free tools to check ASO keyword difficulty and popularity? Oh man, popularity. Come on. Everybody say it with me. App follow for popularity. Let me fix my camera. All right. And for difficulty, man. So there's no free tools to detect difficulty. Here's what I would do, AJ. It's a lot of work. So if you want a free, what do you got? Sweat equity, right? You got to sweat. So again, here's what we do. Let's go back to the New York Knicks example. I find a keyword, New York Knicks. It's got 29. It meets my 30 search volume criteria, kind of. Madison Square Garden. Cool. Let's put this keyword. Madison Square Garden. Great. You want to know the difficulty of this keyword? Here's how I easily do it. For free, with an app follow. I search for that term. How many people have it in the title? Nobody. How many apps are showing up? Like right here? No ratings? Cool. Probably low difficulty then. That's how I do it. So it's a bit more manual work, but I look at the actual search results and I look at the number of reviews that show up and who has that particular keyword in the title and subtitle. So to give you another high competition, high traffic keyword that I already know, then everybody knows, meditation. Boom. Almost 1 million, 400,000, 1 million, you know, 100,000, 2,000. Okay, what are they doing right? So probably pretty competitive. I'm going to stay away from meditation, right? Lots of yellows are coming up and lots of reviews and lots of big brands. So I'm going to stay away from that. So that's how you do it. Look, it's more manual. You're not going to get 100. You're not going to do 100 of these keywords probably, but you want it free. So that's how you do it for free. All right. Martin, appreciate you. All right, Martin, appreciate you, bro. Love it. Kuna Matana, I have to say thank you for sharing your knowledge. Thank you. Sellcrowd, what if you're ready to target keywords that are more competitive? Will you lose the ASO for keywords you previously were dominating? Could you explain the process to step up the game? Yeah, that's a great, great, good question. So here's what we try to mitigate, all right, Sellcrowd. So let's say it was always in your title. You got it to number one. I'd be very, very slow because the worst case is you lose it. So I would start moving it into the subtitle then and see what happens to that keyword rankings because you're willing to go more competitive now. And then I might, if it's a phrase, I might break up that phrase a little bit and then just see what happens to the ranking. Can I still maintain that ranking? If I can, then I'll slowly start moving other keywords into the title. If I can't, then I would still keep it in there until I start building up enough downloads and revenues to go after that more competitive keyword, right? So that's my approach in there. The other approach is keep it in the Spanish Mexico title. So it's a long tail keyword, have it in Spanish Mexico title, have it in the Vietnamese, like your US subtitle, in the Vietnamese title, have in the Arabic title, and then make sure you have them in the prominent places and you keep an eye on it as you go after the more competitive keywords. Most likely, if you've been dominating that keyword, you should stay, but make sure you maintain your revenues and your ratings. For one of the apps that we were working with that was ours, I've seen the rankings for that keyword go down because the ratings have gone down too. And so I just felt like, I don't have any more data on this, but I was like, how did we lose ranking that we were number one for the longest time? And I think Apple signals, because Apple's all about, like, you know, in my opinion, high quality stuff. And so they're just going to always promote things that, one, have more revenues, and two, that have good ratings. So as long as you're maintaining that good rating, I think that's what I would keep an eye on. Usually I don't care about this stuff. I care about the money, but this one's interesting. And man, this camera is too good. You can see my grace. All right. Mohammed said, hi, Steve. Thanks for the great stream. What does the order of keyword in the title make a difference in ASO? I haven't seen a huge difference, Mohammed. We do try to lead. Here's what we did see. We do try to lead with that main keyword and put the brand in the back. We have a pretty big client. It's making a lot of money, six figures a month. And we're going to do that test because we were able to get to number one without leading with this primary keyword. And now all our competitors are leading with this primary keyword. So we're going to move it and lead with it. And we're going to have to put the branding second. So, and then let's see if we can get back to that number one spot. Kuna Matata, I learned from your employee couple of streams ago that Apple is not considering the long description for your rankings. Is that true? How should I optimize for Apple besides the title and keyword list? Yeah, that is true, Kuma Natata, but the description is important if you're trying to make an SEO play. So that's what I'm trying to do with my apps and some of our clients' apps. We're trying to make an SEO play to see if we can rank within Google search for that app. I do know Google search does drive downloads. We have a client. You know what? I like visuals, so I'm going to just show this to you. Okay. So that's where you would lose the long description. Don't forget about Google. Right here. Right. So here's our client, ranks number one. Here's 5,000 searches. It's number one right here. When you search for it on mobile, on the web, it's number one. The Google Play Store first, the Apple Store serves, and this one. And then he gets about 100 downloads a day just from Google. This is app refer. I'm not even doing web refer, by the way. Right. So you can see that ranking number one for that particular keyword. Now, I think these rankings that you guys can see is all purely ratings volume. That's what I've noticed. So you need a high number of ratings to show up. And this ranking is different from the App Store, what Apple, because obviously this is Google and Apple has its own algorithm. But from what I can decide from Google, it is the number of ratings that they prioritize. Because you can see our client's 4.3, this is 4.6, 4.7. So that's how I do that. To answer your other question about what you should optimize besides the long description, keyword, in-app purchases, right? And then that's primarily it. That's all you got to play with. In-app events, in-app purchases, title, subtitle, keywords. That's it. And all the localizations. I think that's enough. Which ad work network would you suggest for beginners other than AdMob? Not an expert in this, but if it's not AdMob, I don't know. Facebook, IronSource? I probably think about those. I don't know. That's the honest question. Maybe Unity? Actually, Unity. Maybe Unity. Yeah. Unity. Okay, maybe I do know. All right. Which is the best ASO tool for keyword research? AppFollow. The data from our end right now for difficulty scores, AppRadar. For traffic scores, AppFollow or MobileAction. And that's what the new video is going to be. Coding with AJ. Continuation on my last question. If there's no free tool to check keyword difficulty and popularity, what's the cheapest one out there? AppRadar. All right. Alex says, hi, Steve. When's the right time? Okay. When is the right time to add subscription on an app after we get downloads through the App Advice campaign on apps free? So if you're running the growth hack, you can see like pores and stuff. It's crazy. If you're running the growth hack, to answer your question, immediately. So that growth hack that we just did, we already had subscriptions in there when we did the apps gone free through App Advice. So we made a lifetime offer for free. We had our subscriptions in there, and that's how we were able to make that money go from $200 a month all the way to $7,000 a month, because the ASO kicked in too. We found the right keywords to really target. And so, which that client, I had that prediction of blank AI, that's what we called it. I was like, let's just call it this. I think this is the future. Let's call it this. And we did. And that's how we're driving those downloads and revenues. So I would say right away. All right. How many questions do we have left? All right. I'm almost done. How about we call it after a certain here? Can't go forever. All right. Do me a favor. If I don't get your question, put it, if you don't mind copying and pasting it into the comments below, and I'll just answer it on a future live stream. Okay. VNN Co says, how do you choose between web and app? I've been too focused on apps for the past few months that I forgot about websites exist. Yeah. You know what? I depends on the nature of the app or the nature of your product. Sometimes you don't need an app. I tell people that all the time. Like, I'm like, you don't need an app for this. Like, sure, it'll make it easier, but just a web app is fine because legit, it's just a form, right? So what I would say is look at the data. I'm always like, look at the data. If there is good keyword volume for that particular web or product on the web through Google Keyword Planner, then build the web product or build focus on the website. If there's just as good on the app side, build the app. Let the data decide what to tell you, what to do next. All right. I'm going to hold off on these questions. I'm going to start this one real quick. Whoops. Vidic Labs. And then I'm going to get into the app audit section. I know nobody's got the jokes ready, so I will tell some jokes, but let's start off, Evie. Let's just go to the dad jokes. I don't need to say my usual line. All right. All right, guys. Here's my first round. You know what? I don't usually laugh at fart jokes, but occasionally one gets a squeak out of me. All right. There it is. Luis, dad joke there. Might not find it, but do me, go ahead and put that in there. All right. Let me take a look at the app audit because, you know, people did submit it. And if you want your apps audited from me in a future live stream, go to appmasters.com/audit. And I promise it will be from me. All right. Schwab. Okay. Yes. Downloads count. So he's like, all right, help me increase downloads. Here is the app. Kids drawing coloring book, dinosaur games for toddlers 2+ up. Okay. So I think I've got the game. This is it. This is all you got to do. All right. Rob, here it is. Do the ASO research. I'm going to assume you did it because you got some pretty good ASO in there. Right now you have no ratings. I'm just in the US. So let me just go straight into the app. Yeah. I'll just show you what to do. Simple math, bro. One, get 5 downloads because you have none. Get some friends in the US. Figure out a way to pay for it if you have to. You just need 5. And then you're going to run an app advice campaign. You're just going to kick in everything. Because right now, your ASO, without any downloads or reviews, it's going to do diddly squat, right? So, oh man, you don't even have a paywall. Okay. Let's go into this. Okay, cool. So what this app is doing for those who are just listening, it's a kids coloring book game with dinosaurs and different stuff, like different artwork. A lot of things are locked. Some things are free, like the sea animals and just animals in general. Now, the packs that are locked, here's what you do. Oh, the unlock all pages. Good. Show this paywall. When I hit 13, don't just show me this. Show me the paywall of you can buy this for, let's say, $199, or you can buy it all for $99, $10. So increase the per price. Okay, you do have a bunch for $10. But show me that paywall, because when I'm on the menu, now it's the decoy, right? Now I can see I can either pay 2 or 10. 10's not too bad. Maybe I'll just pay you the 10, right? Now, to get more downloads, make one of these free. Whether it's dinosaurs, doctors, flowers, I don't care. Make one of them free and tell App Advice about it. That's it. kick in the, it's a simple model. Make it free. You already did the ASO, I'm assuming, because you watch our channel. Go to App Advice, apps gone free, and say, hey, Jen, I'm going to make my dinosaur in-app purchase for free. It's normally $1.99. It'll be free for a couple of days, and people can just search for it on the App Store, download the App Store, and then just unlock it right here, like, say, flowers, okay? That's it. And then when they hit this button, 10, you show the paywall. I wouldn't do 10. I would, if they hit this button, I would show the paywall first that says, would you want to buy this pack flowers for $1.99 or all the packs for $9.99? Whatever option they use, then show them this question and maybe flip this question this way already vertically so that it doesn't seem daunting when I then push this way either. Right? So I would do that. Simple, man. And dude, you'll get those downloads. You'll kick in the ASO. And that's what worked for that growth hack that I talked about. A few hundred dollars a day. We made the lifetime offer for free. We had the subscription ready to go. We had the ASO kicked in. We did 800 new ratings, 200 in the US. And bro, the app only had like 5 or 10 ratings. So I was like, let's not mess around. Let's do this. Let's see what happens and then go. All right. Simple. Cool. All right. Let's get into the question. Hisanchu, what's the process to start building apps? Thought she's on my team, so I'm going to ignore that question. Come on, bro. Find a niche and build it. That's what I do. All right, let me rephrase. Sanchu, the way I build apps, you find the niche because I'm going to be bootstrap. I don't want to spend any money. Find the niche, do some keyword research, make sure it's a viable app that people are willing to pay for it. Make sure it's a painkiller, right? Versus a vitamin. So sleep sounds, painkiller. We all have to sleep. Meditation. Vitamin. I'm okay without it too, right? So, all right. I will teach you to become a better you. All right, bro. Hey, caught the live. Hey, everyone. Miss y'all. Cool. All right. Opera says, hey, I have a question. I'm in the health niche. Thanks to you, I got an app, my app idea. Okay, cool. But market is too high. Would ASO as a low budget engineer be the one to go to? Yeah. If you found a great keyword, yes, absolutely. Yes. Does free app follow show both volume and difficulty? Last I checked, the UI looked difficult, but I couldn't find it. Other free tools for keyword research? No. It doesn't give you difficulty, AJ, just volume. The app radar, go pay for it then. How does a fitness app stay in shape? By running in the background. Okay, my bad, Rob. All right, Rob wanted to play with me. How does a fitness app stay in shape? By running in the background all day. That's a pretty good one, Rob. All right, that's a good one. I don't think I'm going to beat that one. You win that one, bro. Igor says, Steve, is it possible to scale iOS app purely on Facebook app install or app event optimization will work better in 100 cases if we have enough budget to spend? Yeah, you can do both. Yeah. So for those who are not familiar, app install campaigns, you normally want to start off with that just to get the algorithms to kick in. And then you want to move to an app event optimization. Technically, you could move straight into an app event optimization, which is essentially telling Facebook, go find me people who are more likely to start a trial versus just install my app, right? You could start off with that. And yes, they do typically work better because then once you, if you have the budget to spend, the algorithms will kick in and find you the right amount of users too, the right type of users too. So yes, I would do the AEM or AEO campaign first. All right. Steve, how do you like to structure a paywall with all the pre-app screens and when to show it? So Sean, I like to structure it in a way where you have some onboarding screens. And then I do have a pretty high performing paywall that I've shared in our academy. And I think if this is a shame, Sean, I'll share with you later on too, because we're working together. So I'll share that with you. But really, a good paywall has three plans, leads with benefits, has a little bit of a trial from our experience, has a trial, and then some other variables that I'll share with you guys a little bit. But really, you want to show your paywall during the onboarding process. I've seen ugly paywalls that work just as well. If you have the downloads, if you're solving a real problem, you don't have to, you can, an ugly paywall will get you very far in life. I've seen apps making $100,000 plus with the ugliest paywalls you'll ever see because they rank so well for a keyword and it's a niche app that everybody needs. So That's why I love the niche. Okay, let's get into the next app that we have because it's an easy one to cover. This is from Paul. So Paul, I couldn't download your app because it's not available in my country. I think it's only in Germany, I believe. But Paul says ASO and screenshots. So I can't read German, but I apologize. But ASO wise, like it looks like you're doing pretty well, 10,000. Let me see if it can go into English. Is it English like this? Perfect. Okay. Friends and support. So, man, this is just a bad ASO. Friends and support. I don't know if it's a good keyword for you to target in Germany. So I would go after more mental health. And what I do know is like depression. So this is the perfect meditation versus depression or anxiety relief. We know that's what I mean by painkiller and vitamin. Meditation is a vitamin, in my opinion. It's just my opinion. But when people are searching for anxiety relief, now obviously meditation has way more volume. People are searching for anxiety relief. That's a painkiller, dude. They know exactly what they want and they need a solution quick, right? So think about terms around that versus friends and support, whether it's anxiety relief. Because why do we think about the why? Why do we need friends and support? Because we're lonely or we're depressed or we're sad. These are actually pretty decent keywords that have volume that you can then optimize for. So think about those keywords than this like more branded keyword thing that you have in there, Paul. Okay, I do have a call in like 15 minutes, so I'll try to get to as many questions as I can. All right, guys, how often should I do this? I'd love to get your feedback. Can I get an AI Steve for all our questions? Yes, Rob, we can. Thank you, Steven. Your content is super helpful and you're awesome. Thank you. How are you, Nerez? Today I'm a little late. How dare you? All right, let's see. Malcolm, I have an app on Android for 5 years and I released it on iOS 1 year ago. The iOS version suddenly started to get 60 downloads a day, raising from 10 downloads a day when the Android app reached 50,000 downloads. That's awesome, Malcolm. I mean, I think what you're alluding to is what we found is, look, if there's an Android app, Android only, that has search volume on iOS, go ahead and build that app. People have been doing that on Android for years where it's an iOS only app and they build an Android version and they're able to poach that brand and that search volume keyword. So great job, Malcolm. All right. Neil says, hi, Steve. I love your videos. Very informative. Any suggestions when we should consider monetizing our app? Is there a certain threshold of downloads we should look for? Right away. Here we go. Back to my slide. Right away, Neil. I launched it, made money right off the bat. And I had the screenshots were literally screens of the app because I wanted to prove that I could make money without beautiful screenshots, quote unquote, right? So make that money first because I don't think you need anything. And I don't think, is there a threshold of downloads you should look at before introducing a paywall or activating ads? Nope. Just go. Time is the most important variable, in my opinion. Just go. Because it's like, you never, in my opinion, you don't know the validity of your app if you don't charge for it. If people are willing to pay for it. We had a couple of lifetime sales that first month. And I was like, what the hell? Shocked. I didn't tell my family and friends about this app. I know they're all strangers. So if a stranger is willing to pay you and your app for your app, you got product market fit. You got something there. And I'm just looking for signals eventually. AJ says, how do we increase retention? I'm getting 300 organic downloads on my 4-month-old app. Nice, man. 5 stars, but the retention looks really low, around 16 to 20%. So look at what people are doing, AJ. It's a hard question to just answer on the fly without going through your app, but think through like what really gets people to stay. What's that lever, right? So I'll give you examples. Twitter found that if you follow 3 people, you're more likely to stay. So what did they do on the onboarding? On Twitter's onboarding, they introduce follow these people, right? So think of the one thing that, in another example, a client of ours, he knew that people are less likely to cancel their trials if we can get them to work out just once. So what do we focus on? Getting people to work out. We did some email marketing. The channel and the tool does not matter as much. So we did email marketing and we did some push campaigns to change the subject line from the benefits of working out to our most popular workouts. And guess what happened, AJ? 1.82x increase in the number of workouts just by changing to our most popular. So one thing you can do is what I've been leveraging is in the push notifications, here's our most popular features to get them to use a certain feature, or here's a hidden feature that most people might not know about within our app. So lean on the FOMO, the discovery aspect of psychology, of human psychology, to get people back into your app and getting to use the features that you want them to use that will keep them longer within your app. Nurek says, I want and need professional help. I'm right here, bro. You've been here almost week in, week out. All right, come on. What would you recommend for a new app? Maybe a new keyword trick to get higher in rankings. What would you recommend before launching? Nurek, we have a growth hack. I've been trying to put this course together. Probably will never do it. So I'll just keep talking about it. But essentially, it's the fastest way to your first $1,000. And I feel pretty confident it is going to work. It's worked for a couple of different apps already. It worked for my app already. So it's a course that's going to be happening pretty soon. All right. Surreal asks, hi, Steve, does localizing titles affect keyword searches internationally? For example, if titles A and B are in English and B and C are in Spanish, will C show up in English searches? Yes, if it's in Spanish, Mexico. Yeah, it'll show up. As long as it doesn't matter if it's Spanish or English, because they're in the US, people do search for terms in Spanish. It's just, does it have search volume and is it in the right localization that's being indexed by English searches? So the UK only has the UK right now, I think. And then like US has Spanish Mexico. So like if you put Spanish keywords into your Spanish keyword field, Spanish Mexico keyword field, you should rank for it in the US too. And you can quote me on that because we've seen it work. We put English keywords in Vietnamese and we see it rank in the US. So this is actually doable 5 Live with all these video resume AI tools. Yeah, I know. Bar says, do you know any good organic sources other than running an app hookup, app advice campaign? Maybe things that don't require giving a free subscription. Yeah, so Indie App Santa actually is pretty decent. So let me pull them up. Now, the way I would do Indie App Santa is, and here it is. It is paid. It's 150 euros, but I do like it. I've done it for my app. So I wouldn't do this. I could follow up with this person, but we have tried dropping a yearly subscription in price. It doesn't really do much. I think the best way to do it, the best way to do it is this lifetime offer for free. That got us 20,000 downloads. The second best, in my opinion, right now from my data is lifetime discounted. And about $20, $10 to $20 is a good thing to do. So typically lifetime is the best. Second best, lifetime discount, lifetime free, best, lifetime discounted, second best. And then if you want to do yearly discounted, it's worked for others, but I did one campaign where we did a price drop and we did 9 downloads through Indie. Excuse me. Trying to hold that in. We did 9 downloads for Indie App Santa. Okay. That was a dramatic pause for those listening to the podcast. Nothing happened. I should have put some music on. All right. Alex says, hey, Steve, can you check my email, please? I sent it to mail. Did you just reply, Alex, or you just send it to me? Nurex voted for me. Okay. Oh, Luis has one. Oh, my God. These are all jokes. Okay, here we go. Luis says, where do penguins vote? The North Pole. There you go. At least it's good. Mohammed says, what kind of computers sing the best? Adele. Hello. Oh my God. Why don't scientists trust atoms? Because they make up everything. There you go. All right. Michaeline Where should I focus marketing if I have little money? Love your book also. What book? My ASO book. I have an app directory for creative and beauty services based in DC. Michaeline, I would say focus on the Facebook, because, and even Facebook groups, because then you can be super targeted. You're only available in DC, and Facebook, of all the ad channels, is the best when you're targeting certain cities or regions. Apple doesn't work as well. Google does not work as well when it comes to those things. So I would say focus on Facebook. If you have little money, sweat equity. Focus on Facebook ad, Facebook groups or Reddit groups, any type of groups in the DC area that you can leverage. So you have sweat equity. That's what I would do. Oh my God, I'm almost done with everything. Okay, let me see if I can get through quick. Hi, Steve. If a niche app has 10 apps in the app store, including, if a niche has 10 apps in the app store, including five indie devs, all making somewhere between 10 and 100,000, can we call it low competition or high competition? Low. Is there anywhere else to see what keywords are resulting in impressions for your app? No. Google will tell you, Juliet, but not Apple. How many downloads and ratings can one expect from an app advice campaign? About 1%. So if you get 10,000, you'll probably get 100. XOR Games, Steve, is it possible to work with you via revenue splits? No. Hey, I don't marry you on the first date. We have to professionally work together. I did a partnership. It went really, really bad. I don't even like the dude anymore, frankly. I don't even care if he hears this. But I don't want to do that anymore. So no, I have to really, really like you. And I wouldn't even do it with people that I really, really like anymore, because I did like the dude before we enter into partnership. What's your criteria for considering niche, low competition? Search score, if you paid AGA, stop being so cheap. If the difficulty on App Radar is less than, let's say, 40. But honestly, it doesn't matter what the difficulty score is. That's the rule of thumb, under 40. But also, if it's not being used by title and subtitle, it doesn't matter. We had one app, we got them to be number one very fast. And if you look at the difficulty score, they were like 46, 50 something. And then I knew nobody was using the title. So I was put in the title and got it to number one. So it's super easy. All right, technically getting delayed. Okay, cool. Good job. Fahim says, what is the best way to find investor for my application as soon as possible? And what should I do? How to make money from communication app at initial time. Yo, bro, you're going to have to communication app. If it's going to be like a WhatsApp, you can try to get people to pay like maybe three contacts or a certain number of chats and then get going. If it's a random chat, we did work with something like that. Then obviously you can get people to pay really quickly. But for investors, yo, this ain't like 2000 anymore. You're going to have to show downloads, revenues to get any type of investors. So you're going to have to bootstrap this as much as long as possible, and then ultimately try to find investors, because they're going to want to see that stuff. No longer are they getting writing checks just for ideas, right? It's still easy to build these days. All right. No more questions, man. That's it. Jonas has the last question. Hey, Steve, when you offer lifetime for free to get users and reviews, how do you contact blogs like App Advice? How's the conversation go? Pretty easy. They usually have something within the website that says, hey, here's how you contact us. I wonder. Oh, I thought this was one of our clients app that we saw on here. Okay. So I'm going to go down to App Advice. Pause. Screenshot. Okay, here we go. So if you're a developer and would like to get your app included in our Apps Gone Free list, here are a basic set of rules. It must have at least 3-star average rating at the time it goes free. The app must have not been featured over numerous 6 months. The free version of the app does not include apps. You can send a message to Tyler with the subject line, Apps Gone Free. Please include the name of the app, blah, blah, blah. That's it, man. There. You want me to do everything for you, bro? Just kidding. All right. Not Alexander, apart from 30% flat fee and the $99 fee, is there any more fees that one should take into account building an app? No, and it's 15% if you're under $1 million, but no, I mean, the development cost, the API cost, if you have anything, that's it. Jonas says, how many downloads does an App Advice campaign usually generate? About, depending on how the promo goes, but lifetime would be anywhere from 10,000 plus if you're doing a 30-day trial on a subscription app. it's about 2,000 to 5,000. And then if you do an in-app purchase for free, that is about 5,000 roughly. Damn, I'm good. All right. Julian says, what's a common revenue split for influencer partnerships? I have no idea, Julian. I think it really depends on the influencer. I mean, the bigger they get, I'm sure the more they want. Mudgy Byte says, Android, Google Play, console account termination. I've gotten up to 10 terminations for justifiable reason. Can you suggest a reason for an alternative app store, please? I don't want to lose this stream. Bro, the Taylor Swift said it best. Hey, it's you, bro. Maybe your app idea is getting terminated. Maybe you should move on to something else or try a web app. They're going to let you get away with more stuff on the web than the app store. So do that. Fishy says, thank you for the stream. Thank you, Fishy. All right, guys. Wow. Lots of people still here. Thank you so much for coming on, staying with me. Super humbled by all the questions that I got. If you want priority, go sign up for our email newsletter. Go to appmasters.com. There's going to be a bunch of links everywhere where you can sign up for that newsletter. We're going to do this probably once a quarter, once a month. Who knows? Whenever I got time. But thank you guys so much for this. Luis, thanks for your joke, bro. Sal Crowd, thank you. Jonas, thank you. Really learned a lot today. Thank you. All right. And do me a favor. Oh, Shane, what's up, dude? Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Go share it with your friends. All right. Let's get more people into this community. All right, guys. Next week is going to be a phenomenal one. Another indie app success story that we got for you. And we're going to talk to Scott. And he's going to break down what he did on TikTok with very, very, very limited budget to grow his app and get the initial 500 downloads and ultimately scale that app using TikTok on a very limited budget. So I know you love indie app stories. I do too. And so we're going to do that next Friday and every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific. Join us there. All right. Until next time, have a great weekend. I will see you guys next week. Have your dad jokes ready. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.